Morning. Today's Daf and Shabbos Lamed Beis. We are in the Mishnah Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Ashal Shavir is Nasha Mesos Peshas Le Dasan. The Mishnah over here tells us that for three sins, women will die at the time of childbirth. Al Shehinam Zir is Benida, Bechala, Uvahadlaka Saner. As punishment, as retribution for the fact that they are not careful for the Averos of Nida, Chadla, Hadlaka, Saner. All this will be discussed in great detail as we go through the Gemara. We begin the Gemara right away. Nida, my Taima. So what is the reason behind Nida? And what the Gemara is asking over here is the following. In other words, obviously we're talking about serious ramifications, serious repercussions for the violation of particular Averos. And what the Gemara's assumption, of course, is that there's Mida connected Mida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes measure for measure. And so, therefore, there has to be something which matches the onesh to the avera. And so, what the Gemara wants to know is, what exactly is it regarding nida that a woman is going to be having to pay retribution at the time where she gives birth? So, my nida, my time, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, hil kalkala bechadre bitna, lefichach tilakeh bechadre bitna. So, the Gemara says, well, her kilkal, her sin has to do with chadre bitna, obviously has to do with her uterus. And so therefore, her likui, the fact that she's going to be punished, is also going to be chadre bitna. Teinach nida chalav adlakas aner ma'ika lamemar. So the Gemara says, okay, so to a degree we understand the mida keneged mida component of nida and that of childbirth. But what about the other averas? What about chala? What about halakas aner? So kidadarish haugila aled rav chista. So the Gemara says, for a particular Galilean darshan in front of Rav Chista, and apparently it means that it met Rav Chista's approval. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Revi'ez Dam Nasati Bachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, I gave you Revi'ez Dam. Now, obviously, in terms of the amount of blood that has that a human person has, an adult has, so it's significantly more than a Revi'ez. A Revi'ez of blood is only 4 ounces. And there is significantly more blood in a person. But what the Gemara's point over here is that in terms of basic functioning, so the Chachamim have a shear that a person can subsist, can exist on a quarter of a log of blood. Doesn't mean a person can actually live on that amount, but that is considered a critical amount. So, because of Revi'ez Dam Nasati Bachem, Al Iske Dam Hizarti Eschem. And I warned you, Al Iske Dam. Iske Dam obviously having to do with Nida. Reishis Karasi Eschem. And now the Gemara continues along this line. I refer to you as Reishis. Rashi says, I refer to you as Reishis, Reishis Tvuasa. Right, when describing Trumas Amaisos, and here we're discussing it in the context of Chala, so it is a reference to Reishis. Al Iske Reishis Hizarti Eschem. And over Iske Reishis, Rashi, Reishis Arisos Echem. And that's a reference to Chala. So in other words, you, the Jewish people, are called Reishis, and Chala also is referred to as Reishis, and if you're not careful in the mitzvah of Chala, so then retribution will be coming from Reishis, meaning us and our bodies. And finally, Neshama Shenasati Bechem Kuri Ner, the Neshama that I put inside of you is referred to as an Ner. In fact, we just saw this the other day, how our Neshama is a reference to the Ner. And as a result of that, we put out the nair that was created by people so that our neshamas can maintain. That was the drasha that we learned from Rabbi Tanchum just 2 days ago. So the Gemara says, Al iske nair hizarti eschem. And so, and I warned you over iske nair. In other words, you have to be careful about the nair to light on Shabbos. Now, if you keep these particular mitzvahs, the mitzvahs of Nida and Chala and Hadlakas and Ner, so that's good. And if not, so then there will be an Atila, and I'm going to take you to the Shema. Interesting Rashi over here. Rashi on the top of the Daf, the third Rashi in, Harini Noto Nishmaschem. V'tovad Revi'ez Dimchem. V'yich Benerechem. V'yivato shem reishischem. So Rashi over here just simply first and foremost establishes the idea that if we're not careful with these mitzvahs, so we're going to be taken what these mitzvahs represent. As far as nida, that's Revi'ez Dam. As far as ner Shabbos, so that's the neshama. And if it's chala, it's reishischem, okay, which we are referred to as reishischem. And then Rashi continues. V'nashim nitzavu akach. Now, as far as why these particular averas are pinned on women, because if you think about it, in all these mitzvahs, even including nida, so there is a shared liability. Certainly by chala, where you can have either the man or the woman being mafresh chala, and certainly by Ner Shabbos, you could have a man alighting Ner Shabbos. Nida admittedly has to do more with the body of the woman than that of the man, but still, the man also has to refrain from being with his wife when she's a nida. So why over here, but these particular averas, is there an assignment of blame specifically on the women? And Rashi over here writes, really interesting Rashi. Rashi writes, V'nashim nitzavu akach k'damina b'beishas rabba. Rashi over here quotes a medrash. He ivda chalasu sha'olam, sha'al yada nitrad adam arishon, shinitram kechala, v'kavta neru sha'olam, v'shavcho damo, v'o shetzer chabay tuluyim ba. So, Rashi over here, now this Rashi is really mostly explaining Ner, but he's also explaining Chala as well. And that is, Rashi says, that she was Me'abe, she lost Chalasa Sha'olam, the Chala of the world. Chala of the world is a really interesting way of describing Adam Arishon. He's described as the world's Chala. If you think about it, meaning what is Chala? You have a dough, and you take a piece of dough, and you fashion it, you form it, and you give it over to the Kohen. So over here, if we can just work with the analogy, so essentially what's happening is that a part of the earth is taken off from the earth, and from that is fashioned Adam Arishon. So he is referred to, he's described as the Chalasa Sha'olam. And as a result of the woman's actions, so she lost the Chalasa Sha'olam. Shenitram Kechala. And also Kafta Nero Sha'olam. And also she extinguished the Nero Sha'olam, again probably a reference to Adam Arishon. Vishavcho Damo. And she spilled his blood. So you see over here the imagery the Medrash gives in terms of understanding that the woman has a certain culpability, Chava has a certain culpability in terms of extinguishing Adam Rishon, who is described as the Chala Sha'olam, and is described as the Ner Sha'olam, and also because of the quote-unquote the blood that was spilt as a result of that. And so therefore these particular mitzvahs were given over to Chava as a way of being misakin, of tikkun, of rectifying that which was done. That is a midrashic understanding in terms of why women are responsible for these particular mitzvahs. And then Rashi points out, now I don't know if Rashi is continuing citing the midrash over here, or Rashi over here is just offering on top of that a pragmatic explanation. I think more the latter than the former. Obviously, I didn't look up the midrash inside. The ode, Rashi continues, Shitzarche Abai Suluyim Ba. And Rashi says that, look, these are Tzarche Abai, these are things that are done around the house. Hafreshas Chala has to do with the dough. And Nida, obviously, as we already pointed out, has more to do with her. And the Nair that you light on Friday night has to do with the bias. And so therefore, the woman who is the Akeres HaBayis, so she is responsible for these activities, so that's why they're upon her. So Rashi gives a both Medrashic explanation and a pragmatic explanation in terms of why women are responsible for these particular mitzvahs. We go back to the Gemara. The Gemara asked the question, now, in terms of explaining the Mida Keneged Mida of the punishment that the woman is going to be suffering based on her lack of involvement in these particular mitzvahs, so the Gemara now is established. But now the Gemara wants to go over the time frame. Bishas Leidasan, when a woman is giving birth, that's when she is going to be met with punishment. Maishnam Bishas Leidasan, why specifically at this point of time? And basically what the Gemara is going to say, five different ways, is that this is a time of vulnerability. And so therefore, when she is at her weakest point, so that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to visit her and seek retribution. That's the basic idea of the Gemara. The Gemara just has five different ways to say it. These are aphorisms. These are expressions that were used back in the day. And the Gemara goes over a number of them. Number one, Amar Rav Nafal Tura Chadad L'Sakina. When the ox falls down, that's the time to sharpen it. Ox obviously is an extraordinarily large animal. And to get the axe off of its feet down on the ground in order to shecht it, so that takes a lot of work. But let's say the ox trips and it falls and it's now down on the ground. Just a good opportunity. That's one way to say it. A second way to say it, Amar Abai Amar, Tafis Tiros, Amsa, Bechad Mechatro Lehave. Let's say you have a particular maidservant who's made numerous mistakes. And so what you do is that you don't punish her after every single mistake that she makes. But in other words, but after a certain accumulation of the mistakes that she made, and at a time when it is available, so the master is going to punish her. The one punishment that's going to be met out for multiple sins. And that's another way to say it. The Gemara has a third way to say it. Rav Chista Amar Shafkei L'Ravya Diminafsha Nafel. Leave the drunk person, he's going to fall on his own. Meaning the person who is drunk is going to trip up based on the predicament that he's in currently. And the same thing is true regarding a woman, Bishas Leida. That is, again, the analogy over here is that she is going to be at a vulnerable point, a vulnerable moment, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is just simply not going to help her up if, in fact, she's going to need Rachmanis. A fourth way to say it, Mar Ukva Amar, Raya Chigra V'Izerihitin. As far as the sheep are concerned, we'll start with the shepherd. Raya Chigra, the shepherd himself is lame. The shepherd's not that fast, he can't walk that fast. And Izerihitin, and as far as the goats are concerned, the goats are running back and forth, and they're really fast. And so therefore, if at that point in time, the shepherd wants to try to, for whatever reason, wants to punish any one of the goats, he won't be able to do it, they're too fast for him. However, but there will be a cheshbon, there will be a reckoning. Because what's going to happen is that later that day, the goat are going to have to come back into the pen. Right? They're going to want to eat at one point in time, they're going to come back into the pen. And when they're back in the pen, and they're all penned up, at that point in time, it will be the shepherd who is going to seek retribution at that point in time, when they are in an enclosed area, and they won't be able to run. And again, it's the same thing. We're just saying it over in another way. And a fifth way to say it, Rav Papa Amar Abav Chanusa Nefishi Ache Umerachame. Rav Papa says that when you're at the chanus, when you're at the store, and that means to say that you have money, and you have product, and you have means, so you're going to have a lot of brothers, and you're going to have a lot of merachame, a lot of friends. So in other words, when things are good, so you're going to have plenty of people around you, supporting you, encouraging you, etc., etc. However, Abba Bizyone, but when a person is destitute, lo achei v'lo merachme, he's not going to have brothers and he's not going to have friends. Meaning, again, it's going to be at a time when he's down, and when he's down, no one's going to be there to support him. So again, now the same idea that we've expressed five different ways, and that is that why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu visit the woman at the time of Shas Leida? And the answer is because it's a time of vulnerability. Continuing in the Gemara, V'gavra heichem midbekei. When is a man going to be visited? Meaning, obviously, this idea of onesh and mida keneged mida. It's not specific to that of women. It just happens to be that we were describing particular onshim that are specific to women. But obviously, if a man is also a chote, a man is going to be visited as well, which is going to be the main part, the main theme of today's daf. And the Gemara just wants to know when is going to be these vulnerable occasions as it relates to men. And the Gemara gives a number of answers to this question. I'm Reish Lakish B'Shasha over Mal Gesher. So Reish Lakish says when a man walks over a bridge, all right, nowadays bridges are built with solid engineering. Back in the day, a bridge was a vulnerable point. And so when a person's walking over a bridge, that is considered a vulnerable moment. Gesher V'Sulo, the Gemara says only a bridge. Ema Kein Gesher. The Gemara is just giving Gesher as an example. But that means to say that anytime a person is going to be in a state of vulnerability, where he's going to be going over something which is delicate and dangerous, so at that point in time, he's going to be visited. Rablo Avar B'Mavra D'Yasiv Bey Akum Amar Dilma Mifked Lay Dina Alau Umitzvesim B'Hadei. The Gemara now is going to go over the practices of Amoraim in terms of whether or not they would go on a Mabra. A Mabra is a ferry that crosses over a river. Rav would not go on the ferry when there was non-Jews together with him. He was concerned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have a din with the non-Jew, and Rav just happens to be in the unlucky event of being together on the same ferry with the person, with the Akum, who himself is going to be punished. And as just collateral damage, Rav is going to get punished as well. So Rav would avoid a ferry if others were on the ferry. Shmuel lo avad ela b'mavra d'isbe Akum. Now, it happens to be that Shmuel also had a cautious nature to him, but he arrived at the exact opposite conclusion. He would only go on a ferry when there was a non-Jew who went on the ferry. Amar, stana betray ume lo shalit. Shmuel had the following tradition, a really interesting one. and that is that the Satan does not attack multiple nations at the same time. So if he's together with somebody from another nationality, so the tradition that Shmuel has is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not afflict multiple nationalities at the same time. Rav Yanai Badik Va'avar. Rav Yanai would just simply do an examination, inspection of the boat to make sure that the boat was somewhat secure, and then he would go on the boat and then he would cross over. Rav Yanai Latame Da'amar La'olam Al Ya'amod Adam Amakam Sakana Lomar Sha'osim Lo Nes. Now Rav Yanai, in terms of this prudent nature of making sure that everything was in good shape, is because he says in general that a person should not go b'makom sakana and rely on a miracle, shema in osim lo nes, because first of all, a miracle may not occur. V'im osim lo nes, and even if a miracle does occur, menachem lo mizchu yosef, well then all you're going to get is a diminishment of the merits that you've earned, and credits will be taken away if in fact a nes is done on behalf of you. So Rav Yanai operated under the assumption that A, don't rely on a miracle, and B, even if a miracle occurs, that's not a good thing, because that is nikui. That just simply is a deduction. Am Rabbi Chanan Maikra, katanti mikol achasidim mikol ames. And the pasuk that speaks to this idea of the concern of nikui, of deduction, is none other than by Yaakov. Yaakov, as he's coming back from Lavan, so he says, katanti mikol achasidim. I've been diminished, I've been deducted. Rabbi Zera, biyuma deshusa lo nafik lebeni dikla. Rabbi Zera, on a very windy day, so he wouldn't walk between palm trees. He was afraid that the palm trees would just simply be uprooted by the wind, and he's putting himself in a makam sakana. Rabbi Yitzchak Bereda, Rabbi Yehuda lolam yivakish adam rachamim shelo yichala. Rabbi Yitzchak Bereda, Rabbi Yehuda gives similar advice. A person should daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he does not become sick. Because once you're in a position now where you're sick, so now you need zchuyos in order to be released from this illness. And again, you don't know if you have those zchuyos. Amar Mar Okva Maikra. Mar Okva supports this idea based on another pasuk. The pasuk ki yipol anofel mimenu. The Torah, when giving us the mitzvah of makeh, to put a fence around a roof, so that when people are walking on the roof, they will not fall off the roof. The Torah gives an interesting formulation in terms of the description of people falling off the roof. The Torah says, ki yipol hanofel mimenu. And we're going to be darshaning a couple of words over here in the pasuk. First of all, the word mimenu. What does that mean in the context of what we're discussing? Mimenu lahavi raya. It is incumbent upon him to bring a proof that he is going to be saved. And if he does not have the zechuyos, if he does not have the merits, he's not going to be saved. Tandebe Rabbi Shmuel ki yipol anofel mimenu. And now the Gemara quotes b'shem Tandebe Rabbi Shmuel, again from the same pasuk, Raiza lipol misheshes imei breishes. Sharei lo nafal v'akasav karu nofel. Let's look at the way that the Torah conjugates the verb. It says ki yipol hanofel. Now obviously the Torah was written well before this person fell off the roof. Torah was introduced at Mamet Har Sinai, written even before Maisa Bereishis, and meanwhile describing this person as a nofel, meaning to say that he was already predestined in order to fall. And already going back to Maisa Bereishis, he was predestined to fall. Sharei lo nofel, he didn't fall down, v'akasav karu nofel. And the Torah describes him as somebody who is falling. Ela, shemagaglin z'chus ha'idei zaka v'chova ha'idei chayav. Now the fact that he fell off of your rooftop, so the Gemara says magia, meaning you deserved it. And why did you deserve it? He fell off your rooftop because you didn't put a fence around. And the Torah is mitzvah that you need to put a fence around your roof. So by virtue of the fact that you didn't put a fence around your roof, so you're the chayev. And now chova comes as a result of that. Meaning that mitzvah goreres mitzvah, and over here avera goreres avera. So now this person, who admittedly was predestined to fall, and admittedly couldn't have happened off of anybody else's roof, but by virtue of the fact that you didn't put a makkah around your roof, so therefore he's going to be falling off your roof. And that's the gilgul. That's the rolling chova al yidei chayev. Tanur Rabbanan continuing in the Gemara. Misha chala v'nato lamos, omrim lo yizvadeh. A person, rachmanis, is sick to the point where he is about to die. So the encouragement that's done by others is vidui. Now is an appropriate time to say vidui. Shekein kol amumsim is vadim. And what we say to the person is that everybody who dies is going to say vidui, And so this is not something special and unique to you. Everyone does it. Adam yotzi l'shuk yehidome be'inav kimishin nimsa l'sargyut. If a person goes out to the market, so what he should look at it is as if the judge, as if he was handed over to a judge. Chash b'rosho, if a person has an ailment in the head, a headache, yidome be'inav kimishin shenasnu b'kolar. So the person should view himself as if he was bound in chains. Ala lamita, the illness has advanced to the point now where he's in the bed. V'nafal, yehidome be'inav kimishin elu lagardom. Basically, the way to view it is that you are up on the scaffold, lidon, in order to be judged. Meaning you're basically at the point where you are ready to be executed. Kol ha'ola lagardom, lidon. So now, if anyone is at this point in time where he's already on the scaffold and he's ready to be executed, the only thing that will give him a relief and not be executed is going to basically be a phone call from the governor. The Gemara doesn't say it exactly that way, but that's basically what the Gemara's point is. So if he has significant defense attorneys, so gedolim nitzol, he's going to be saved. The imla veino nitzol, otherwise he's not going to be saved. The Elohim praklitim shal adam, tshuva masim tovim. Now in terms of the praklitim, what are going to be your defense attorneys? So at that point in time, it's going to be tshuva and it's going to be masim tovim. So if you have that under your belt, so then you are going to be saved. Otherwise, the afilu chema'os v'tishim v'tishim alamdim alav chova. And the Gemara points out that in terms of a defense, even if it is opposed by 999 who say that you really are chayv and you really are liable, and one says that you are meritorious, nitzol, the person is going to be saved. Shenemar, im yesh alav malach melitz echad mini elef lagil adam yishro v'yichanenu v'yomer pedohu mired shachas. The pasuk in Eov describes that even if it is one against another 999, one out of 1,000. If the person has that kind of melitz yosher, that kind of advocate that advocates on your behalf, so then the person is going to be saved. Rabbi Eliezer ben Osher, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Now Rabbi Eliezer is going to add on to this point, and he's going to argue that the truth of the matter is that you don't even need that much advocacy. Even if it's less, right now we're talking about 0.1%. But the Gemara now is going to point out that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Benosha or Yosef Aglili, it doesn't even have to be that much. Afilu chame os v'tisha v'tisha ba'oso malach l'chova. Let's say you have, let's start again with our 1,000 malachim. Of them, 999 of them are advocating that you do not deserve to be saved. And previously we said that one advocates that you do. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, not even that. Of the one remaining malach of the 1,000, he actually is arguing multiple reasons why the person should be chayef. In fact, he's arguing 999 reasons why the person is being chayef. And then this one malach also says, oh, by the way, and he offers one reason that the person should be saved. So now we're talking about one out of 1,000 out of 1,000. So ve'echel ezachos nitzal, that person is going to be saved. Shenemar melitz echad mini elef. Now, it's the same pasuk, but the Gemara's understanding over here is that the echad over here is going even on the one advocate where he's making 1,000 arguments. 999 of them are saying that the person should not be saved, but one of the arguments is that the person should be saved. So, based on the one argument that he's giving, even though he's arguing against himself and there is an additional 999 that are arguing against, nevertheless, that one argument of defense is going to win out. Tanu Rabbanan, Al Shalosh Averos Nasha Mesos Yoldos. So in the Brisa says it over like our Mishnah, that for three Averos, a woman is going to die at the time when she gives birth. Rabbi Elazar Omer Nasha Mesos Yaldos. Rabbi Elazar has a different version. Obviously, our Mishnah did not give us a version of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar the Tana says that women are going to be dying yaldus even while they're young. It's a similar word, but his understanding over here is that even while they're young. Rav Acha Amar Ba'avon Shemechav Zatzos B'neihem B'Shabbos V'Yeshomim Al Shekorin La'aron HaKodesh Arna. The Gemara over here also, the Brisa over here, gives different explanations in terms of not just the three Averis that we cite in our Mishnah, but other Averis as well. Number one, added by Rabbi Acha, the Avera of laundering clothing on Shabbos. The woman's child just sold his own clothing. The woman now is laundering it. She's not waiting until after Shabbos. She's doing so on Shabbos. Kivus is one of the malachas of Shabbos. And nevertheless, that is a that's Chilul Shabbos. And as a result of that, so she's going to be punished. And according to the Yesh Omrim cited over here, even for being somewhat mundane when describing things with Kedusha. So the Aron HaKodesh, so the woman refers to it as simply Arna. She just simply calls it a chest. So that is a disrespectful way to refer to the Aron HaKodesh. And so for that also. And over here, the Braisa does not go through the back and forth in terms of the Mida, Keneged Mida. We spent the beginning of today's daf, significant amount of time going over what exactly is the Mida, Keneged Mida. So what over here, the Kibbutz, which is a Chilul Shabbos, and the speaking disrespectfully over Dvarim Shebekdusha, the Gemara doesn't go over exactly how it reflects Mida Keneged Mida. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Ba'avon Shnei Dvarim Ammei Ha'aratzos Mesim. Rabbi Yishma ben Elazar points to two Averos that the Ammei Ha'aretz are also going to be punished. Ashakon La'aron HaKodesh Arna. So referring to the Aron Kodesh is just simply an Aron as a chest. Ashakon La'Beis HaKnesses Beis Am. And the Beis HaKnesses he just simply refers to as a Beis Am. A place of congregation. Yeah, we get together in the shul. In other words, but not referring to it as a Beis HaKnesses, a place where we get together, and the intent over here is the place where we daven. He just simply refers to it as a social meeting point. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Amar Shlosha Badkei Misa Nivru Beisha. There are three Badkei Misa. Badkei over here meaning like a test. A woman is going to be tested at a time. At a time where it's going to be vulnerable. V'amri la shlosha davkei misa. Davkei from the word devek, which means that it's going to be clinging to her. So nida v'chala v'halakas haner. Now the three occasions are, as we already saw back in the Mishnah, is the averus of nida, chala, and halakas haner. Chadaka Rebbe Elazar v'chadaka Rabbanan. Now the two ways to say it, either saying the word badkei misa or davkei misa, is once again going to be reflective of the two positions that we just recently saw in the Braisa. The difference between Rebbe Elazar versus the Chachamim. The Chachamim are going to be working with the word Badkei Misa. Times of tests. Times of tests is going to be points of vulnerability. That is the Shas Yoldos, the times that she's going to give birth. As opposed to Davkei Misa, Davka from the word Devik, which means that it clings to the woman, it's going to take her quickly. That's talking about when she is young. That's Yoldos, Yaldus. Tanya, we're on the very bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Her Shimon Gamaliel Omer Hilchos Hektesh Trumos Amitzos Hein Hein Gufei Torah. As far as the determination of something being Hektesh, or the setting aside of Trumos, or the setting aside of Maestros, they are Gufei Torah. And yet, as we now turn to the Amud Beis, Nimsru La'Ammei Ha'aretz. They're given over to the Ammei Ha'aretz, meaning that in terms of who's responsible for making something Hektesh, or taking off Trumos, or taking off Maestros, so that's going to be the Hamonam. It's going to be the populace. It's going to be the people who are categorized as Ammei Ha'aretz. And nevertheless, they are entrusted with these serious averos. With these serious, I should say better, these serious mitzvos. And so that people, the general masses, will not be violating any averos. Rashi over here points out that the Gemara is a little bit curious because, generally speaking, when you purchase produce from an Ammei Ha'aretz, you have to take off Trumos HaMaestros again. Meaning the Chachamim do not trust the Ammei Ha'aretz and therefore demand that the buyer take off Trumos HaMaestros. This is the principle known as Demai. And so over here, what is the Gemara's intent when the Gemara says that they are Neman, they are trusted with these serious mitzvahs? So Rashi simply points out over here that you can see the Rashi, I'm going to read it inside. It's the second arrow line. The Afagav Tekan Rabban and Demai. Mikamakam Torah Heminusu. So the Gemara, so Rashi says it's true that there is a principle of Demai, but the principle of Demai is the rabbinic principle. Meaning, Ikaron, according to the letter of the law, and according to the Torah does in fact give them Nemanus. That's the way Rashi understands it. Tanya, back to the Gemara top line. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Bavon Nadarim, Mesa Isha Shal Adam. Because of the Avon of Nadarim, a person is callous as he made a neder and didn't comply with his neder. And as a result of that, his wife is to be taken away from him. A person was not mishalem. And in the context of our limud, it means that he did not pay back the neder that he pledged. And as a result of that, the mishkav is taken from underneath him. The mishkav over here is understood midrashically as his wife. Rabbi Omer Bavon Adarim Bani Mesim, Kishem Ketanim. Rabbi speaks to this idea that a person is going to lose his children at a very young age as a result of the fact that he's not careful with Nedarim. The Pasuk in Kohala says, Altite nespicha lachti es bisarecha. Ve'al tomar lifnei amalach kishgagahi. Lama yiktof alokim al kocha v'chibel es maasei yadecha. The Pasuk in Kohelas, not perfectly clear exactly what it's talking about, but clearly there's a reference to picha. There's a reference to something that comes out of your mouth. Where in the Pasuk do we see that it's that the onish is going to be for not being careful about the words that you say? The onish is going to be the taking away prematurely your children, and that's the Gemara's next point. Eizu hein maisi yadav shal adam havei omer benava v'nosav shal adam. That's the masi yadayim. That which we created, the creations of every person, is going to be his children. Tanu Rabbanan ba'avon nedarim banim esim divrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says that as a result of people not being careful with their nedarim, so their children will die. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi omer ba'avon bitul Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says that the onish is going to come as a result of a lack of diligence in terms of studying Torah. Bishlam laman damar ba'avon nedarim kedamaran. Now, Avon Nedarim that we already established in the Pasuk in Koheles. Elamanda Amra Bavon Bitotora Maikra. What Pasuk speaks to this idea that a person will lose his children at a young age for Bitotora? Dichsiv Lashavi Kesi Es Benechem. Musa Lolakachu. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The Pasuk says that for no reason, he Kesi Es Benechem, that I strike your children. Musa Lolakachu, it's because you didn't take Musa. And the understanding is that Musa over here is in reference to Limud HaTorah. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Laman D'Amar Bavon Adarim Nami Me'acha. Now, if you're going to go back to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that it's over Avon Adarim, actually the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu that we just quoted could support that as well. L'shavi Kesis Benechem Al Iske Shav. When a person makes a neder and doesn't comply, it's similar to making a Shavua Shav. And so, he could also learn out the onesh of losing one's children, also from Nedarim, from this Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Michti Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Hainu Rabbi. Now the Gemara says it is a little bit confusing because we know that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is none other than Rabbi himself. V'Rabbi B'Avon Nedarim Kamar. And we saw above that Rabbi says B'Avon Nedarim. So is Rabbi's position that a person loses his children for Avon Nedarim? Or is it for Bittul Torah? And the Gemara says, and obviously he seems to cross himself. Now, it's interesting, the Gemara could have just simply said it's both, or it could have been either, but the Gemara assumes that you take one particular position. I'm not sure why the Gemara assumes that, but that is an assumption of the Gemara. So, V'Rebbe Bavon Adarim Kamar, Basa D'Shama Mirev Lazar Rebbe Shimon. So the Gemara says that Rebbe heard it from Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon, obviously the son of the Rashbi, and Rebbe was a significant Talmud of the Rashbi, of Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. And so therefore, once he heard from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that it's because as a result of Avon Nedarim, so that caused Rabbi himself to change his position. Pligi bar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yossi chanam Rabba Avon, Mezuzah v'chanam Rabba Avon b'tul Torah. The Gemara over here cites other averos that one would be in violation, and the onish will be premature death. One will be the Avon of Mezuzah, and the other one will be that of b'tul Torah. Now, as far as taking the position of mezuzah, so then we're just simply darshing the psukim in Kriyashma. Laman immediately coming before that is the mitzvah of mezuzah. Before that is the mitzvah of limud haTorah. So if you say it's mezuzah, so you're darshening one before. And laman d'amar b'avon b'tzot Torah mikra nidrash lafanav ulefnei panav. And if you say that it is Bittul Torah, so you're darshaning before and a step before that as well. So it'll be mezuzah, uchsav tam, and it also will be limadatam, the mitzvah of limadat Torah. Pligi bar Rav Meir Rav Yehuda chanam Rav Avon mezuzah v'chanam Rav Avon tzitzis. And the Gemara now cites other averos where a person, if he's negligent, it's going to result in premature death, and that's going to be the mitzvahs of mezuzah and tzitzis. So as far as mezuzah is concerned, so that's Michus Parshas that we just went over. What about Avon Tzitzis? Amrav Kahana Vitema Shila Mare Dechziv Gam Bechnafecha Nimtzu Dam Nefashos Evyonim Nikiyim. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu says that because of Kinafecha, Kinafecha literally means the corners, but in the context of our darshaning, it means the corners of your garment, otherwise known as tzitzis. So as a result of that, Dam Nefashos Evyonim Nikiyim. Evyonim, right, is a encrypted in the word Evyonim, is banim. Person is going to lose his children at an early age. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Laman Damar Bavon Mezuzah Nami Ma'achad Yichsev Lo Ba'Bachteres Metzasem. Also, the same parsha in Yirmiyahu speaks to the idea that it's a failure of mezuzah, because the pasuk says Lo Ba'Bachteres Metzasim. Now, Ma'achteres is in reference to the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. A person in Ba'Bachteres, if somebody comes tunneling into your house, you have the ability to defend yourself. You have the right to defend yourself. If necessary, you even kill the intruder who comes into your house. The word over there is machteris, and it means someone tunneling in. Now, we take that idea and we bring it back to the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. And sha'asu psachim kemachteris. What they did is that they made their doorways like the entrance of a tunnel. Meaning, they didn't shape it. They didn't give it doorposts. They didn't give it a lentil. It's not going to be, it's not going to have a mezuzah on it. And so you could see over here encrypted the idea that when a person is negligent over mezuzah, so there too, he's going to be losing his children at a young age. Amr Ish Lakish Kalazar B'tzitzizokha Masham Shinlo Beiz Alofen V'ches Meos Avadim. A person who's careful in the mitzvah of tzitzis will be served by 2,800 people. How do we get to that specific number? Shenemar Karmar Hashem Tzvekos B'yamim Ahayhema. Asher yachziku asara anashim mikol shanos goyim veyachziku bechanaf ish yudi leemor nelchayim achem. The pasuk of Zechariah describing when we go back to Eretz Yisrael with kibbutz galios. So what's going to happen is that 10 people from each of the nation are going to be grabbing onto one of our corners. And let's do the quick math over here. So there are how many nations of the world? 70. 10 of each of the nations is going to be grabbing on one of the corners. So that's 10 times 70, and each of the corners is going to be 700. There are four corners to the tzitzis. 700 times 4, that's 2,800. Simon. The Gemara gives simonim to help us now commit to memory the upcoming Gemaras. And Sina Chala Truma Nigzelas Dina Shvua Shifuchusa Giluya V'Nivlusa. And the Gemara now is going to be going through numerous averos. We're going to start this today. We'll stop after 3, and tomorrow we'll continue with number 4 and onward. Tanya Reb Nechemi Omer Bavon Sinas Chinam Meriva Rabba Besoch Beso. As a result of Sinas Chinam, so there's going to be extra fighting in your house. Interesting Rashi over here in terms of a definition of Sinas Chinam. We use the term very frequently. Rashi writes in terms of a definition. Sinas Chinam Shelo Rabbo Davar Avera Sheimut Lesnoso Vison O. Rashi says you didn't see a particular person do anything wrong. And there is a mitzvah on the occasion that if a person is a Rasha and he did something wrong, so then there is a mitzvah of sinah. However, this person did not do anything wrong. And meanwhile, without him having committed any particular avera, so you hate him. Rashi's definition of sinas chinam, for no reason. So, Meriva ba besoch beso shol adam v'ishto mapelas nefalim ubanav v'menosav shol adam esim k'shem kitanim. So as a result of the sinas chinam, so number one, a man's there's going to be extra fighting in the man's house. Number two, the wife is going to miscarry. And number three, children are going to be dying prematurely. Reb Lazar, Reb Yehuda, Amar Bavon, Chala, Ein, Bracha, B'mekunas. So as a result of Avon Chala, where the household is not mafrish Chala properly. So as a result of that, there's not going to be bracha mechunas. He's not going to have storehouses of oil and wine. On top of that, the markets are going to go crazy. Inflation is the prices of any good are going to be vastly inflated. You're going to plant, and other people are going to gain from that. Shenemar Afania says Osachem, V'ifkarti Alechem Be'ala Es HaShachafas V'Esakadachas Mikalos Einayim U'Medivus Nafesh U'Zratam Larik Zarechem V'Achlu Eivechem. The Gemara here is quoting from the first Tochacha in the Torah, in Parshas B'Chukosai. And Al Tikrei Be'ala Ela B'Chala. Now over here, the calamities that are being described here in this Pasuk, but what we could do is we could take the word Behala, we could swap out the hay for the ches, which in drush is perfectly acceptable. And so bichala, meaning as a result of the person not being careful in the midst of chala, so the rest comes as a result of that. V'im nosim mizbarchim shenemar reishis harisosechem titnu l'kohen laniach bracha el beisecha. Now here, not even darshaning, just simple pshat in the pasuk in Yecheskel. When a person does successfully be in mafresh chala, so you give it to the Kohen, and it's going to bring bracha into your house. Be'avon bitul trumas ha'maisos shamayim netzarim. Melahorid tal umatar. If a person is not careful of separating trumas ha'maisos, so what is going to happen is that the heavens are going to stop from bringing forth rain. Ve'ayoker hava. Ve'aschar avad. And things will get very heavy. And you're going to lose all kinds of profits. U'bnei adam ratzen achar parnasasam ve'in magiyin. And you're going to be running after a livelihood, but you're simply not going to be able to track it down. Shenemar, the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Ehov, Tzayah gam chom yigzolo me shelek, that the drought and the heat are going to take away the snow. She'ol chatu, and as a result of that, the person is sinning. My mashma, and where do we see in this pasuk in Ehov what we just described, that it has anything to do with Trumas HaMaisros, and it not raining, and you're not harvesting? Where do we see this in the pasuk? Tandebe Rav Shmuel b'Shvul Dvarim Shetzivesi Eschem Yemos Achama V'lo Asisem. So because of the things that I commanded you to do during the summertime. During the summertime. So that is when we are making our bread. And there was a mitzvah of, and that's when we're harvesting, sorry. That's when we're harvesting all of our grains. So at that point in time, it is incumbent upon us to be mafresh trumas ha'maisros. And we didn't do it then. So then yigzul mechem imeshaleg biyemosag shamim. And so what's going to happen is that we're going to have to pay for it during the months of snow, i.e. the rainy season, i.e. the time that we're planting. V'imnosnim es barchim. Now, if in fact we're mafresh chala, so we're going to receive bracha. And how do we know that? We quote the pasuk in Malachi shenemar. We're going to hear this pasuk in Malachi quoted a number of times throughout Shas. Heviyas kol ha'maiser el beis ha'otzer, v'yiterv b'veisi, uv'chanunin ha'bezos, amar Hashem tzvakosim, lo avtach lechem es ha'rabos ha'shamayim, v'arikos lechem bracha, ad b'lidai. The pasuk in Malachi describes that when you take off trumas ha'maisros, so you're going to have food in your house, in uv'chanunin ha'bezos, and we're going to see this together in the Gemara in Tanis, where we can even test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I give trumas ha'maisros, I want to have more earnings. And you could do that. And the Gemara over there indicates that that's not only true with Trumas HaMaisos, it's true with Stuka as well. We'll see the Gemara and Tanis together. Anyway, uvechanuni nabezos, you can test me over here. And I'm going to open up Arubos HaShemayim, the storehouses of the heaven, and I'm going to provide for you ad b'lidai. And the Gemara over here, every time the Gemara quotes this pasuk, the Gemara cites the same drasha, my ad b'lidai. What is the end of the pasuk coming to indicate? Amarami bar Rav Chama, Amarav, Ashiyivlu sifsosechem milomar dai. Basically, your lips are going to be exhausted from thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going to even say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be providing so much bracha that you're going to even ask him to stop, because the amount of bracha is going to seem to you to be excessive. Adkan, we're going to stop over here. Tomorrow we're going to pick it up towards the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara over here, very tough Gemaras that we went over today. Schar v'onesh, reward and punishment. But it's one of the Ikari Imuna. It's one of the essentials of what's one of the fundamentals of our faith, that there is in fact schar v'onesh. We went over the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes over the schar v'onesh. When a woman is not careful in the mitzvahs of Nida, Chadla, Hadlaka Saner. By the way, Rosh Hashanah. when a woman is not careful in these particular mitzvos, so the averus is that she will be visited at a time of vulnerability, at a time of leida. And from there, basically the entire daf today went over ideas of schar va'onesh. We went into more detail regarding the Mishnah. We talked about men as well. What averus are going to befall a man if he's not careful about particular mitzvos. We spoke about very tough gemaras today about losing one's children at an early age. As a result of which averus do they come? A big part of today's daf. And we went over not only the negative but the positive as well. What will be the schar of a person if a person is in fact careful and attentive to particular mitzvos. And we went through that as well. Adkan, we stop here. Tomorrow we pick it up at the bottom of the Amud.